TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for the start of the week, 4 minutes past six.
And Simo, to start of the week, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
When you're fueling up your car, are you a little bit sort of on edge?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it depends where I am.
Well, not because of the location, but because of the act of fueling up your car. Because if you think about it, there's a highly flammable liquid going into your car, travelling at fast speed.
Yeah.
There's all these signs saying, do not smoke cigarettes, do not use your mobile phone, do all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And it's very, everyone's very sort of nonchalant about it.
Well, I don't smoke for sure. I don't think smoking's a good idea while you fill up your car.
Oh, God, yeah, no. Definitely don't recommend that.
No.
But I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me, but whenever I go to fill up my car, there's always that bit of kind of, okay, I've got to pay attention here. I've got to make sure I know what I'm doing. So I went on a bit of a road trip over the weekend.
Yeah.
Had to fuel up my car at a service station on the side of the highway.
Mm.
It's fueling up my car, kind of everything's going well. And because I'm a little bit on edge, you know, anything can kind of make you jump.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I just hear music playing. I'm like, what's going on? Where's that coming from? Turn around. Just above the bowser, there is a TV screen with adverts advertising stuff you can buy inside the servo.
Well,
I'm like, I do not need this form of panic.
It's a new age of convenience.
I know. It really is. But it worked, though. I bought 3 bags of chips.
Nice. What flavour?
Chicken.
Did that calm you down?
It did, actually.
Camila Cabello this morning. Starting things off. This is Liar on Snow FM. I don't care. A Boogie with the Hoodie teaming up with Khalid right back this morning. Happy Monday, Snow FM breakfast, 22 minutes past 6. It's Simo and Jordan. And a goat named Peter has run through Guildford Town Centre and rammed a bank, Jordan.
Just before we get into that, which is a lot to unpack.
Yes.
If you had a goat, what would you call it?
I mean, I went with Billy Goat, because that's goat. An unimaginative way to go about it.
Goaty McGoatface?
Yeah, it's good to, you know, be honest and just call things what they are. See, you know, see things how they are, call them what they are.
What? Goat?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you had two goats? Oi, come here, goat. And they both just look at you.
Goat and goatee.
What if you had three goats?
Jeez, I reckon
I can continue this all morning, Simo.
It's a paradox.
Mm.
A goat named Peter, rather, has taken a run through Guildford Town Centre.
Goatee was having the day off, otherwise she would have done it.
And rammed a bank as well. So apparently the goat sped through Guildford Road shopping strip after breaking loose from home around midday on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So what? So you say rammed a bank?
Yes.
So, like, the glass? Or what do we?
Yeah.
Did he steal any money?
No, I don't think they have opposable thumbs. I think it's a hooves situation on the goats.
Still, you know, duct tape money to the hooves.
So the police were called and had to...
That's a weird phone call for the police to get. Oh, there's something happening at the bank. What is it, an armed robbery? No, a goat.
Apparently a strong bystander was also called upon to...
Always good to have one of those just nearby. Just whenever you're doing your shopping, always good to have a strong bystander on hand.
Exactly. And when they intervene in this kind of stuff, it's never just a bystander.
Yeah.
They're always a strong one or a canny bystander, or there's some kind of description that helps them out. Apparently, when the owner was reached for comment, he said, "It's Guildford. There's sheep and goats." That's all he said.
Fair enough.
About the situation.
So how did this goat, like, did it escape somehow, or was he just taking his goat for a walk, or?
No, it made a full-on escape.
Oh, do we know how it did that?
Straight out of prison. No, not 100%
sure. Shawshank Redemption style?
Yeah, dug a hole.
Just like Andy Dufresne has been digging a hole with spoons for years without the use of opposable thumbs, which is amazing.
And that's a great name for a goat.
What?
Andy.
Oh. I would have gone with Dufresne, but that's just me.
It's Bounce. This is Samantha Jade. You can catch up with our interview with her, snowfm.com.au. I'm a sucker for you. Sucker, Jonas Brothers on Snow FM Breakfast. I'm a sucker for you. Simo and Jordan discussing a road trip.
Yes, Simo, I went to the Big Smoke over the weekend. Thought I'd have the weekend off, so I thought I'd make the trip down to Sydney. Left here Friday after the show. It's drive all the way down to Sydney. Stopped off in Canberra.
Now, road trips are quite different in regards to you or I taking them, because your car, the inside of your car, is immaculate.
Yes.
So I imagine you could probably just road trip for, like, hours on end and you're not in any kind of rush.
Well, I probably could if this didn't happen, Simo. I stopped off in Canberra and bought myself a large juice.
Rookie move.
To kind of sip on to help pass the time of the journey.
Orange?
Yeah, there was a couple of oranges in it, yes.
Oh, yes, nice.
Took off from the drive from Canberra to Sydney. It's about just under 3 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the clocks went back a couple of weekends ago.
Yes, they
and
did.
And I haven't changed the one in my car.
Okay, right.
So as I was just getting into Sydney, there was like a services station there where I could have, because I, you know, the juice was starting to make itself known.
Yeah.
In the rest of the body, shall we say.
Juice was doing its work.
So I could have stopped off at that service station and gone, but I kind of had a look at the sat nav and I knew where I was going and I just wanted to get there and it only said 20 minutes. So I'm like, you know what? I can hold it.
Mm.
And I looked at the clock and it said 4 o'clock and I'm like, sweet, it won't be rush hour yet. There's not going to be too much traffic. It's fine. But I had forgotten to change the clocks. So when it said four,
It was actually
five. And smack bang in the middle of Sydney rush hour. Literally, we turn a corner just after going past the service station and just pure gridlock.
Wow.
Like, not even, like, crawling, just pure gridlock.
And did it take you a moment to, like, how long did it take you to realise?
Yeah, I realised that I was in trouble pretty much straight away. But I thought, okay, well, hopefully this will start going. And eventually it did and we started moving.
Yes.
And then we got back into just pure gridlock again. But this time we were in a tunnel.
Okay.
So we were kind of underground in a tunnel. The juice was well and truly making itself known,
so you're
shall
thinking
we see.
No one can see you? Is that what
we're complete gridlock stuck in the middle of a tunnel.
Yep.
I did have a little look around to see if there was any kind of big tourist buses or anything about to drive past. Because we were right next to the airport, so there could have been, you know, a busload of tourists. Welcome to Sydney! And then there's just me in the car.
Just Jordan.
Yeah, so I kind of had a look. There weren't any buses or anything like that. There weren't any tall four-wheel drives.
Mm.
I had a look at my empty juice container.
Yep. No way, you didn't.
Well, what else is there? What else is there, Sivo?
Oh, mate, Jordan taking a slash.
So I started doing the deed, shall we say.
Yep.
But then I realised that as well as consuming the juice, I'd also consumed about two-thirds of my water bottle.
Right.
So therefore there was more liquid
than
there was space for inside the container.
Yeah. You had a container issue, you had a depth issue.
I really did, and I was really starting to panic. It was like a Formula One style pit stop.
Yeah.
Removing it from the juice container once that was full.
Oh, no.
Putting
out the window?
It in the water bottle. No, not out the window. What type of animal are you? I had my water bottle there.
Right.
Which I had drunk about two-thirds, so there was still water in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, this is an emergency.
Clearly.
So somehow managed to remove the cap, and without wanting to be too graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it happen.
Made it happen.
Made it flow. Went with the flow.
Fortunately, there was enough room in the water bottle in question to so the situation was fine. There was no overflowing.
Mm.
Kind of, it's a real weird moment when you just, in your cup holder, there's a juice container and a water bottle kind of half full of that stuff.
Oh, dear.
But so kind of, thankfully, crisis averted, relieved, continued on with my drive. About 10 minutes later, felt a bit thirsty. Thought just out of force of habit, went, grabbed the water bottle, opened it, and then realised.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thankfully. Yeah, it was a weird thing when I got to my destination and the first thing was, look, don't ask any questions. I just have to put these two in the bin straight away. No questions.
What a ride. Starly, lovers and strangers this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Hey, Simo, a guy was on a flight between Russia and Thailand. Just two weird countries to go on a flight between, but anyway. He'd had a little bit too much to drink and decided to cause a little bit of mischief at 37,000 feet.
Mm.
Do you want to have any guesses as to what he was doing?
What was he doing? So he had a couple of beverages.
Yes.
He
was well and truly drunk, I believe is the technical term.
I don't know. Was he yelling profanities or something?
No. What he was actually trying to do was open the emergency exit.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh.
I know.
But, like, dude, why? Like, he's clearly smashed.
Mm.
Idiot.
Fortunately, he didn't succeed in this because all of the other passengers kind of grouped together to kind of restrain him because he was quite a big guy.
Were they airborne?
Yeah, they were airborne. They were 37,000 feet. They were halfway through the flight.
Oh, because I think the emergency exit, I mean, again, this could be a myth that needs dispelling, but I believe the amount of force that it takes to open emergency hatch when you're in the air, the torque and all of the other fancy scientific words involved in opening it.
Torque.
Yeah. Hefty. Like, there's a whole, you know, G-force, all of that. It's practically...
You're just saying words now. It's the stability of the aeroplane and the velocity creates vacuum, so...
Long story short, my mate's a pilot and he mentioned it's practically impossible to do while the plane is airborne.
I feel like that's not something you should say because I believe the words that I was about to say next were challenge accepted.
Yeah,
well, then I realised if I succeed at this challenge...
You'll get sucked out.
Yes, it's probably not a good thing. Anyway, so Simo, all the passengers came to restrain this guy, so he wasn't able to open the emergency exit.
Mm.
But what they restrained him with was something that I didn't realise that they even take on aeroplanes.
Right.
But it's something that you would have and everyone would have in their kitchen at home.
Is it Glad Wrap? Please let it be Glad Wrap.
It's Glad Wrap.
Yes! How good!
I know, with like cling film, they kind of just wrapped that around it. I don't know who... Because, like, just, like, weight on an aeroplane, because obviously the least weight they can take, the better of, like, fuel economy. So they try and keep as much weight down as possible. Like, I didn't realise that they just take a tube of Glad Wrap with them. But apparently they must do.
Do you think one of the, like, the airline host / hostesses were just there humming to themselves as they wrapped them up going, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
So he's kind of completely, they've kind of held him down, completely wrapped him up in Glad Wrap so he can't move, his arms can't move. I just want to know the conversation. Was there's a drunk guy trying to open the emergency exit. Quick, restrain him. With what? Like all of these seat belts that we've got? Or like a life vest? Or like should we just hold him down? It's like... Dear. No, I've got some plastic wrap, which I think will work better. It's like, how does that come up in conversations? Quick, grab the plastic wrap. You know what I mean?
It works better than baking paper anyway.
I mean, yeah, but surely a seatbelt would also work better.
Solid gold per now on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Monday.
And Simo, talking colours this morning and you've... brought this story and I don't understand it. So what's happened? So someone has decided to paint their entire life one colour. Is that right?
Yep, they've decided that red is for them and nothing else will cut it. Her name is Zorica.
Not often we play split ends on Snow FM. Nice and, little mention for them as well.
And she sees red every day when she wakes up. Right, get around this. After 4 decades dressing in the colour from head to toe, she's 67 years of age, and she has a husband as well that has to deal with this. Poor Zoran. So it's Zoran and Zorica in their red home.
So what? So she's painted her house completely red. All the furniture is red.
Yes.
All like the chairs and the carpet and the walls, all completely red.
Mm-hmm.
How old did you say she was again?
67.
It's a bit early to go crazy at 67, but I reckon, you know.
You think 67 is early? Get around this. So the retired school teacher, she lives in a red house where she and Zoran eat from red plates, drink from red glasses and sleep in red bedding. Even her hair is dyed red. I've got a quote from her as well.
Yeah?
When I turned 18 or 19, there came a sudden strong urge to wear red.
Fair enough.
18 and 19 years of age. So you said 67 was a bit early to go a bit nuts.
I know. Imagine if she, like, gets a paper cut or something and, like, some blood spills on the couch. It's like, oh, that's... It's fine. It's not an issue.
It's all part of the aesthetic.
Yeah, but so red. So she eats off red plates. Does she have to eat red food as well?
I assume so.
Like,
it's a lot of apples.
Because, yeah, well, there's apples, there's strawberries.
Yeah.
There's raw steak, but once you cook it, then it's not red anymore.
Which, ironically, when it's rare, it's called blue.
Yeah. So she wouldn't be able to eat it anyway.
That would cause a bit of a...
But at least she picked, like, a good colour. At least she picked red.
Yeah.
I mean... Not by many means suggesting that you live your life by this. You know, there are many colours in the rainbow, but at least she picked red. I mean, she could have picked worse.
Do what you love, I guess.
She could have picked, like, brown. Like, that's a bad colour.
Yeah, no, that's
like, it's
good.
Only chocolate, which is good. That's brown. Other than that, it's terrible.
Charlie Puth owning up to bad behaviour to mum there on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you, 10 to 9.
Hey, Simo, back in your school days, did you ever cheat on your exams or tests or anything like that?
Oh, at school, I was a genuine rat bag. I'd hide my school reports. I'd cheat on tests. 100% my best mate, still to this day, copied off him on a maths test.
Mm.
Grade 11 or something. I failed it. And then he turned to me and said, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Why? Don't copy off me. I got no clue.
It's always a worry when the person you've copied off says things like that.
Yeah.
Well, so my school in India has taken extreme measures to make sure that students aren't copying off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done this by, and there's no other way of putting it, sticking cardboard boxes on students' heads.
Oh, okay.
So they've got a load of cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest picture ever. Just a class of students in with all cardboard boxes on their heads, and they've cut out a square at the front so they can see what they're writing.
Yeah.
But if they turn their head to look across at the next person, it's very obvious for the teacher who's in charge of the class to see, oi, you're cheating. No.
They kind of look a little bit like low-tech astronauts.
They really do, yeah. Like it's a junior school play of something taking place in space. And it's like, oh, we all need helmets. Yeah, just get a cardboard box, cut a face out, that's fine. But I looked at this story before and I kind of remembered back to my old school days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one, I remember one of my English teachers would always say to me, when you're writing, think outside the box. If only one of the teachers had said that to you. But no, Simo, during my year 12 exams, I think it was, one of the teachers who was kind of in charge of the exam, for lack of a better word,
right,
absolutely lost her marbles.
Okay.
It was kind of funny. It was a 3-hour English exam, so we were in there. This is getting right towards the end.
Okay.
So kind of people they've been sitting there writing in silence, all these students, so we're starting to get a bit funny, a bit quirky, a bit odd. And she was just doing that thing that teachers do, you know, walking back and forth in between the desks with the loudest shoes in the world, by the way.
Yeah,
it's amazing. You don't realise how, like, why are you wearing, like, those? They're like football boots.
The teacher had a tap class to get to a little bit later.
Sorry, don't mind me. I've got tap class at 5 o'clock. Yeah. I want to get some practice in. I know, but so the rules of this exam were in the first 40 minutes. Minutes and in the last 40 minutes of the exam, no one could leave the room to go to the bathroom.
Well, you know, that's when things are getting stressful. It's getting to the end. It's intense.
Yeah, exactly. Or if it's the first 40 minutes, you should have gone before.
You don't want any interruptions.
But in the middle, you can go, but only one student at a time. So anyway, with about, I think it's about half an hour, 25 minutes or so to go in this exam, one student put his hand up. The teacher got her tap shoes on and walked very loudly to this kid who was right at the back. Of course, he's right at the back of the class.
Yeah, that's where all the naughty kids are anyway.
Exactly. So this kid says, sorry, miss, could I please go to the bathroom? And just without warning, the teacher just completely loses her mind.
Wow.
Like, all she had to say was, oh, no, it's 40 minutes, so, you know, we can't, you know, just wait another 20, 25 minutes, half an hour or so. But no, instead, she I'd never seen a teacher so angry in my life, and it was just completely unprovoked. She goes, no, of course you can't, it's the last 40 minutes of the exam. Weren't you paying attention at the start? At the start, I said you can't go to the toilet in the first 40 minutes or the last 40 minutes of the exam. So of course you can't go, why are you even asking? And just completely lost her mind and just ranted for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Look, a lot of people that take tap dancing lessons are quite stressed.
What are you trying to say about tap dancers, Simo? If any tap dancers are listening, I would like to distance myself from Simo's comments.
Fair.
I don't think you're stressed. I think you're all lovely people. Please attack Simo. But no, so this teacher just completely lost her marbles, went on like a 3 or 4 minute rant, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Whoa.
And it was only broken when another student put his hand up and said, shh, miss, this is an exam.
And he 100% got in trouble for that.
No, got high fives from everyone as he's leaving. Yeah, you legend.
He's getting detention, I reckon. Peking duck.